Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Do you recognize all of those as photos of sort of the indicia of Alex Cox, as well as the various weapons that were located in the garage of Unit 175?
Yes, ma'am.
The state will move to admit 139 through 159.
Any objection?
Just cumulative, Your Honor. There's like 20-something of those. I don't know how many they actually need.
Can I look at them? All right, they're admitted.
So, and I think I called you Detective earlier, I apologize, Lieutenant. To be clear, Unit 175 was rented by Alex Cox, correct?
Correct.
But on November 1st, you saw Lori Vallow going into that unit?
Correct.
You saw her Nissan Rogue in the garage?
Correct.
And you found her Jeep Wrangler parked near Unit 175?
That's correct.
And 107 that she rented was on the other side of the complex?
Correct.
Was she ever seen in any of the surveillance over at 107?
No.
So in the garage, I'm going to put up exhibit 139. Did you find indicia such as Alex Cox's passport?
Yes, we did.
And things like credit cards for him?
Correct.
Tax paperwork for Alex Cox?
Yes.
Mail for Alex Cox?
Yes.
As you were going through all of this paperwork in the garage, we can see a little bit here, were there just bins of belongings that appeared to be his in the garage?
Yeah, that's what we assumed it was his. It was mixed in with his personal effects.
Okay. So you also found clothing in there that appeared to be male?
Yes.
And then furniture in there?
Correct.
You told us that you were looking for any types of weapons. So I have exhibit 145. Did you see sort of a rifle in a case and 146 showing that rifle?
Yes.
Do we see in 147 another case and 148 and then 149 showing that rifle?
Correct.
What's this?
That's a scope.
Was there anything on any of these rifles that would indicate you could attach a silencer or anything onto the end?
Yes, there were a few rifles that had threaded barrels. In this photograph, you can see the difference. That is a threaded barrel that you could screw a silencer or suppressor on the end of a rifle.
Okay. And so we see sort of some close-up. This seemed to have its own, I guess, to give padding for the person using that?
Correct.
And then showing sort of the scope itself. Was
yes.
there in that bag ammunition with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Were there boxes of ammunition?
Yes.
Was there all kinds of ammunition?
There was a lot of ammunition.
Were there extra rifle barrel parts?
Correct.
Were each of those laid out to be photographed, that of the rifles that were located?
Yes.
So we see in 156, is that one of the rifles that was located?
Yes.
157, was that the one of the other rifles that was located?
Yes.
158, another rifle that was located?
Yes, ma'am.
And then 159, what do we see here and here? Are those extra parts?
Different uppers for rifles, correct.
Okay. So these could be changed out with the stock?
Yes.
We heard that you also executed a search warrant on 565 Pioneer Road, Unit 174. Was that the unit you told us was rented by Melanie Boudreau?
Correct.
When you were executing this search warrant, were you aware that Melanie Boudreau had been married to Brandon Boudreau, the individual who was the victim in this case you're helping Gilbert with?
Yes.
So during this search warrant of Unit 175, you learned that Lori Vallow had rented that Unit C-52 at the Self Storage Plus business in Rexburg, Idaho?
Right.
And were video and an affidavit authenticating the surveillance video obtained later from the Self Storage Plus?
Yes, it was.
Did you obtain video from the day that Lori Vallow rented the unit on October 1st?
We did.
Did you obtain video from the day of the shooting, October 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you obtain video from the day after that, October 3rd?
Yes.
Did you obtain video for longer than that, but for our portion, those 3 days?
Correct.
Your Honor, the state will move to admit Exhibit 164 pursuant to the affidavit and Rule 803 and 902.
Any objection to 164?
No, Your Honor.
164 is admitted.
And Your Honor, if we can publish it and have the detective explain to us some of this. I apologize, I called you detective again. Lieutenant, sorry.
Fine.
As we're, before we start, in this, these videos, does the storage unit or storage company have numerous channels showing different aspects of the business?
Yes.
Does channel one sort of show the parking lot and entrance and exit to the storage units themselves?
Correct.
And does channel three show a driveway outside one of the rows of storage units?
Correct.
And channel four shows a different drive outside of this row of storage units.
Correct.
Do we have a channel five that shows sort of where the vehicles would park to go into where C-52 is?
Yes.
And does channel 11 show actually the hallway of where unit C-52 is located?
Correct.
You previously told us that you had done that surveillance on November 11th of 2019, and you saw at Unit 175, Lori Vallow getting out of a blue Nissan Rogue with the Arizona license plate CRT-2994, correct?
No, we previously did that November 1st.
November 1st.
2019.
And that's when she was, when you followed her and saw her both driving that vehicle as well as parking it at Unit 175.
Yes, ma'am.
When you were watching these videos, did you see that same blue Nissan Rogue with the Arizona license plate CRT-2994 coming and going to the storage unit C-52?
We did, yes.
Showing defendant 166 and 167. I can approach. Do you recognize these as stills from the surveillance video from that storage unit business showing the Nissan Rogue that you previously have described as seeing Lori Vallow driving on November 1st of 2019?
Yes, I do.
The state will move to admit Exhibit 166 and 167.
Any objection?
No objection.
They're admitted.
And this is a closer up of 167. And that's the Nissan Rogue that you saw Lori Vallow in on November 1st driving?
That's correct.
And this is the Nissan Rogue that you see in these videos from the storage unit?
Yes.
You told us that you also obtained video from future dates after October 3rd at this storage unit.
Correct.
Did you ever see the Ford F-150 with that personalized license plate at the storage facility?
Yes.
Show defendant Exhibit 165. I can have my paralegal approach. Do you recognize that as a still photo of the vehicle that you saw Alex Cox and Chad Daybell getting out of on November 26th at the Pioneer Road Complex Apartments?
Yes, I do.
State will move to admit 165.
No objection.
165 is admitted.
So does this show us that on October 6th, the truck with the CPQUINT is seen at that storage unit?
That's correct.
We can now play the videos. Starting on October 1st, and is October 1st is the day that the document shows you rented the storage unit, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So this is the earliest of the videos you were able to obtain?
Yes, ma'am.
And so we're going to go through just some of the relevant ones, ending in the 40809. Do you recognize, is this the storage unit we're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Off to the far right, we see sort of a little wall there with an opening. Is that the entrance back to where the rows of storage units are located?
Yes, that's correct.
And is that the vehicle that you have recognized Lori Valla to have been driving at least on November 1st?
Yes.
If we can go to the 40935 video. Do we see in this video, in about a minute, the Nissan come out and a person get out of that vehicle and go into the facility?
Yes.
And where we see the quad pulling up is the entrance into the business, the office located there?
Yes, it is.
And I apologize, we can't go forward. It blacks it out if we try to speed it up. So is this the Nissan Rogue we've been talking about?
Yes.
We see an individual getting out of the car and going to the office. Do you recognize who that is?
Yes, I do.
Who do you recognize that to be?
Lori Valla.
How do you know that's her? Have you seen her over the last 5 years multiple times?
I've seen her, had interactions with her, so I know that to be Lori Valla.
Okay. So you recognize the vehicle as well as her?
Yes, ma'am.
I think we can go to the 42009 video. Just so we're clear, a lot of these videos may just show the car parked there, but as long as the car was there, you guys obtained it.
Correct.
Do you recognize someone coming out now with a paper in their hand?
Yes.
And who do you recognize that as?
Also Lori Vallow.
Was this the only entrance and exit to the storage units, what we see here?
I believe that is, yeah, the only exit and entrance.
So whenever someone comes in or out, we see it on this video?
That's correct.
So then the last video, just to show the car leaving, is that the 43224, if we could show that? So we see her leaving at 2:32 in the afternoon.
Correct.
Okay. Now we talked about other channels. Can we look at channel 3, driveway A, 42331? Channel 3, 42331. Thank you. Can you describe for us here the building and the vehicle there that's sort of right where we see the 10-1 of 2019? Is that the unit where C-52 is located?
Yes, it is.
Is that the Nissan Rogue?
Yes, it is.
This is one angle that we see. We talked about there's also an angle from inside the building, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And if we can go to, just to show the leaving, 43133 from that same channel 3. So this shows Ms. Vallow leaving in her Nissan Rogue.
That's correct.
We can go to channel 11 to show the inside of the storage unit, 42305. So this is still October 1st, the day she's rented this, correct?
Yes.
Where is unit 52 or C-52?
It's at the end of the hallway on the left-hand side from this camera angle.
Is that the unit that we see this person at?
Yes, ma'am.
And although it's far away, do you recognize who that is?
Absolutely.
Who is that?
Lori Vallow.
And when you follow the timestamps of all of these videos together, of the vehicle going in, renting the unit, going through, do they all sort of coincide to show her coming from renting the unit to then coming into C-52?
They do.
In this video, do we see anyone with Lori Vallow as she's putting bins or whatever into this unit?
No.
So she's by herself on the first?
Correct.
Okay. And then if we can just show channel 5, the 42129. 42129. And if we can stop at around 142140. Does this show that Nissan Rogue leaving? Oops.
Yes, it does.
And did that show the plate, if we back it up a little, which we don't need to do, CRT 2994?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I want to go to October 2nd now. Did you obtain footage that showed Lori Vallow driving that Nissan Rogue back to the storage unit again on October 2nd?
Yes, we did.
And so October 2nd is the day of the shooting?
That's correct.
Starting at channel 1, do we see that Nissan arrive in the 32459 video around 1:25 in the afternoon? Is this the Nissan Rogue that belongs to Lori Vallow arriving to the storage facility on October 2nd of 2019?
Yes, it is.
We can show channel 3, video 32624. Is that the Nissan Rogue pulling up to the row that contains unit C52?
Yes.
On October 2nd of 2019, how many people were helping put stuff into the storage unit?
Two people, male and a female.
Did you recognize who those two people were?
Yes, I did.
Who did you recognize them to be?
Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell.
We show video 32742. You see those two people getting out of the vehicle?
Yes.
And going into the building?
Yes.
On this day, did you see these two individuals putting any items into unit C52?
Yes.
If we can go to 32830. Thank you. Were you able to determine what that item was?
Appeared to be a tire.
We'll keep watching this. Do they take another item into the storage unit as well before we move into the interior view? From this angle, were you able to really tell what it was that they brought in for that second item?
Not really from this angle.
Let's go then to the inside camera view, channel 11, video 32901. Is that the tire that we previously saw come out of the back of that Nissan Rogue?
Yes, that's the tire that Mr. Daybill is rolling down into the storage unit.
So we see them both carrying in something, one at each end.
Yes.
And those were the only two items they put in?
That's correct.
If we can go back to channel 3. To 33116. And is that them leaving?
Yes, ma'am.
And then it, one of the driveways in there in channel 4, video 32605, are we able to see the license plate like previously as it drove by that camera?
Yes.
So if we stop it earlier, is that the same Nissan Rogue with the same license plate we've been discussing?
That's correct.
Do you want to break now instead of the next day?
All right, let's take our afternoon recess, approximately 15 minutes. Please remember the admonition.
All rise for the jury.
Present. Anything we need to discuss before recess?
Nothing from the state.
Okay. What's with the dog in the video? That's what
All rise for the
All right, please be seated when you get to your seats. The jury is present. Please continue.
Thank you. So when we broke, we were looking at Exhibit 164, the videos that were obtained from the self-storage unit in Rexburg, Idaho. And we had completed watching the videos from October 2nd. So, Lieutenant, the same day that we have someone in Gilbert, Arizona, firing a rifle out of the back window of a Jeep without a spare tire, we see Lori Vallo and Chad Daybell putting a tire and what could be a bench seat into a storage unit that Lori Vallo rented?
That's correct.
So let's go to October 3rd then. We can start with Channel 1, the 31049 video. Is this the same Nissan Rogue we've seen repeatedly enter?
Yes.
And then we could go to Channel 4, the 31110 video. This is, again, the driveway. We're able to see if we stop at the license plate of that Wrangler at 131120 is the same CRT number that we've talked about for the Nissan Rogue?
Yes.
If we go to Channel 3, is this where we see, again, the Nissan, and we'll look at video 31105. Is that sort of as we follow the vehicle through there, pulling up to the building with the C-52 in it?
Correct.
We see two people again get out of the vehicle here. If we can go to the hallway version. Channel 11, 31149. We see two people coming in. Is that going to unit C-52?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recognize who those two people are?
Yes, I do.
Who do you recognize those two people as?
That is Lori Vallo again and her brother Alex Cox.
So we're now on October 3rd at 1:12 p.m.?
Correct.
What does it appear that Alex Cox is carrying out?
Looks like a seat.
Like a bench seat?
Bench seat that's kind of folded.
So we could see the two parts of that.
Correct.
And if we can go to 31254. What do we see being taken out now?
That is a tire that he's carrying.
So the previous day we'd seen Chad Daybell rolling the tire in. Here we see Alex Cox carrying it out.
Correct.
And the previous day we had seen Lori Vallo and Chad Daybell carrying in a object of similar size to a bench seat.
Correct.
And today we saw Alex Cox carrying that out.
By himself, correct.
We could go to then the outside to show a 31224 channel 3. And does this show sort of them, Alex Cox taking those items out and putting it into that Nissan Rogue?
Correct.
And then if we can show channel 1, 31310. Thank you. We see her vehicle leaving about a little before 3:15?
Yes, ma'am.
Or 13:15, I guess I should say, which is 1:15 p.m.?
Correct.
So if we saw in the first video we played for October 3rd, Lori Vallow, Alex Cox, and the Nissan arrive at 1:11 p.m., and we see them leaving about 1:15 p.m., this whole thing was about 4 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
And then the prior day, it was around 1:26 or so when we see Chad and Lori bring those items to the storage unit.
Yes.
So the seat and tire are in the storage unit for about 24 hours.
Yes.
And they're collected the day after someone drives a Jeep, parks it in front of Brandon Boudreau's house without a tire on it, and fires a rifle at Brandon Boudreau?
That's correct.
As part of the investigation, were local firing ranges contacted to see if Alex Cox had ever gone to any of them?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Unified Sportsman Club?
Yes, I am.
Is that in Rexburg, Idaho?
It is. It's just west of Rexburg, probably about 10 minutes west.
Is that a place where you could practice shooting outdoors?
Yes, it's open to the public.
What'd you say? Sorry.
It's open to the public. I'm sorry.
Is it a place where you can shoot rifles outside?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not just like an indoor range?
Correct.
Okay.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The new McCrispy Strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy Strip Dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.